Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to this very special episode of the A New Day Show, when we'll be discussing about the power of prayer. So if you have, excuse me, any great testimonies that prayer has done for you, I want for you to call in, and the number is 646-915-8166, and it's only a 30-minute show, but I know that these 30 minutes will be well worth it. And I know we have a caller on, and I will get to her, I'm saying her because I know the number. I will get to her very soon. But I'm going to be referring to two books this morning. One is called The Power of Prayer, The Power of Praying Parents, and that's by Storm O. Martin. And the other one is The Power of a Praying Woman. And that's the two books that I will be referring from. So good morning, Blanche.
Good morning.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Good. Well, I will get to you, but I want to open this morning with a prayer out of the book for the power of praying parents. Because I know that it doesn't matter how old our children get, we are continually praying for them. And even when you listen to a lot of the stars or the professional athletes, you'll hear them say, oh, my mother or my grandmother is always praying for me. So, excuse me. The prayer I want to start with this morning, it reads, Lord, you have said in your word that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children. And that's found in Proverbs 13, verse 22. I pray that the inheritance I leave for my children will be the rewards of a godly life and a clean heart before you. To make sure that happens, I ask that whatever there is, any kind of bondage in me that I have inherited from my family and accepted as mine, deliver me from it now in the name of Jesus. I confess the sins of my family to you. I don't even know what all of them are, but I know that you do. I ask for your forgiveness and restoration. I also confess my own sins to you and ask for forgiveness, knowing your word says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1 and 9. I know that cleansing from sin through confession eliminates the possibility of passing the consequences of sin to my child. Jesus said, I give you the authority over all the powers of the enemy. And that's found in Luke 10 and 19. If there is any work of the enemy in my family's path that seek to encroach up on the life of my children, and here Storm is saying to name the name of the child, I break it now by the power and authority given me in Jesus' name. I pray specifically about you name something you seek in yourself or in your family that you don't want passed on to your children. Whatever is not your will for our lives, I reject as sin. Thank you, Jesus, that you came to set us free from the past. We refuse to live bound by it. Thank you, Father, that you have qualified us to be takers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Colossians 1 and verse 12. I pray that my son or daughter will not inherit any bondage from this. Earthly family will inherit the kingdom prepared for him or her from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25 and 13. Thank you, Lord, that in you the old has passed away and all things have become new. Okay, so with that being said, we know we are going through a lot of challenging times, and you know, this is time that we need to start praying like we have never prayed before. And I think that is why the Lord put it on my spirit to do the show this morning, so we can just encourage others to step out in faith and start praying. So, Blanche, I know you are a powerful prayer warrior. What have your experience around prayers been? Are you there, Blanche?
Yes, I'm okay. Thinking.
Oh, you're pondering. Okay.
I know that when you meet someone else that take prayer serious, and I don't feel that everybody is really a serious prayer warrior.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're fortunate enough to find one, they weigh so much more than money can buy for you, because
mm-hmm.
the word says that whenever two are in agreement, whatever you ask according to my will, you will
mm-hmm.
have it. So the key is asking according to God's will. And
mm-hmm.
if you pray God's word back to him, then
mm-hmm.
you are in God's will. And like you said, we need to pray more now than never before for our children. Just a week ago, my son revealed something to me that I wasn't aware of about my grandson, and I know that it was the prayers that saved him. We pray for certain things, and because our prayers aren't answered the way we pray, we feel that God hasn't sent us an answer, but God sends us his answer, and he also answers us in his time.
Yes, yes.
Hi, Mrs. Hudson. This is Blanche from Air Serv Janet calling. How are you?
Go ahead, talk, Blanche. It's okay. Go ahead.
I'm on the radio. I am on the radio, ma'am. I can't talk now.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Blanche. Go ahead.
Blanche? I know I am still growing as a prayer warrior, but some of the things I've been reminded of is that just like Jesus and the Father was one. We are equal to Jesus. We also are one. And we have many, many gifts that we don't even tap on. Like we have authority to walk on scorpions and serpents. We have authority to come against evil spirits and wickedness and just the power of agreeing, that is just awesome.
Yes, yes. You know, Blanche, you have just said a whole lot that is even mentioned in this book here. And people look on prayer as something that, oftentimes I hear people say, Blanche, I can't pray like you. But my response to that is, you don't have to pray like anybody else. You just go to the Father and you speak to the Father and let the Father know what your needs are. And in this book here, The Power of a Praying Woman, on page 83, I want to read a few of the things that the author has listed here. God's promise to me, and this comes from Luke 23 and 24. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But if whosoever loses his life for my sake will save it. And another thing that the author wrote here, she says, my prayer to God, Lord, I bow before you this day and declare that you are Lord over every area of my life. I surrender myself and my life to you and invite you to rule in every part of my mind, soul, body, and spirit. I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. I commit to trust you with my whole being. I declare you to be Lord over every area of my life today and every day. Enable me to deny myself in order to take up my cross daily and follow you. I want to be your disciple, just as you have said in your word in Luke 14:27. Help me to do what it takes. I want to lose my life in you so I can save it. Teach me what that means. Speak to me so that I may understand. Help me to say yes to you immediately when you give me direction for my life. My desire is to please you. My desire is to please you and hold nothing back. I surrender my relationships, my finances, my work, my creation, my dedications, my time, my body, my mind, my soul, my desires, and my dreams. I put them all in your hands so they can be used for your glory. I declare this day that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Rule me every area of my life, Lord, and lead me into all that you have for me. Isn't that powerful, Blanche?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's just like you have said, you know. We just need to just go to God and take our burdens there. And you know what I found out, and I have found out, is that a lot of times we pray, and although he said take the burdens and leave it, we get up off our knees or whatever position we are praying in, and we take the burdens right back up. Instead of leaving it there and trust and know that he is always on time and will come through for us. What's your take on that, Blanche?
Well, Daphne, we start off with small faith.
Yes.
Like the size of a mustard seed. Great faith is a process. And I'm so glad that I'm growing each and every day. And although we quote, trust in the Lord with all your might and lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your prayers. We pray about be anxious for nothing. And then we pray about God did not give me a spirit of fear. Those are all words. But as we grow, we become stronger and stronger, and we are able then to release better. I'm guilty of praying for my children, and if God doesn't answer me immediately, I will take my kids back and try to solve some of their problems. But that's because I am still growing, and I just have to have greater trust.
Right, and patience, because. And I'm sure, Blanche, you are not the only one that does that. I'm not the only one that does that. I think if we have time to speak to all the people across the globe, especially mothers, they would be saying the same thing that we are saying this morning. Because we do not want to see our children hurt. And we are not looking that, listen, they need to go through this. There is a lesson there for them to learn. We keep thinking back like when they are our babies and they got the little boo-boo and we try to kiss it and fix it and, you know, we as, especially mothers, I'm not saying that fathers are not sensitive, but I'm a mother and I can speak from a mother's perspective that we are always focusing on fixing things for it to be all right because we don't want to see our children hurt.
Well, I fully agree, but Daphne, when you think of the struggles you have gone through and I hit replay and go back over my struggles, we know that our struggles have built character and strength and have made us out of the person we are today. Just last week, my daughter confessed that her past couple of weeks have been very hard, but that she is much stronger by it. And my grandson, not really knowing all that he has gone through, he is getting stronger and stronger every day. And he mentioned about seeing five of his friends get killed, and I question God, you are so merciful.
Yes,
I'm sure that it was our prayers that covered Lawrence, because Lawrence was in the same path of of his friends, and he talks about being mobbed and beaten up and all of that, and he is still standing. So I have a heart of gratitude because God doesn't always answer what I ask for or give me what I ask for, but God is always there on time, and God gives much more. So that's the power of prayer, to just walk around and pray without ceasing. It's like a coat of armor.
Yeah, because Blanche, I want to piggyback on something you mentioned about your son, your grandson. You are saying that God doesn't always give you what you want, but you realize what is happening. God is giving what is needed.
Right.
Because maybe what you are praying for is not the need at the time, but always on time, faithful in delivering what is needed. And that's the powerful thing, because we probably asking for an ice cream cone, and he's thinking that's not what you need now. You need an apple. And when you think not, an apple is delivered to you. And that was right on time. And you thinking, man, I didn't need no apple. I was asking for ice cream. But he supplied what is needed. And this is just such a powerful, powerful thing. And, you know, I love what you say. Pray without ceasing. Just be faithful. Just be diligent. Just be obedient. Because I tell you, Branch, you are so right in saying that our struggles builds character in us. Because I know the struggles I went through with my son. I know the struggle I went through with my life. I know the struggle I went through when I had a cheating husband. I know when I was divorced, all the struggles I go through. And it is my prayers, Blanche, and the prayers of many of my friends that has embraced me and have me now here that I can speak globally about the power of prayer. Because when you have nothing else, you can just go to God and you just can be vulnerable with him. And he's not going to prejudge you. He's not going to say you come to me too much. And I found out, I tell you, Blanche, there was one time in my life when I used to be begging God. Every time I go, I would be asking for something. I would be begging. I would be asking. And all of a sudden, I got an awareness. Start thanking God for all that he has already done for you. And thank him for all the things that he's getting ready to do in the future. And I tell you, it gave me such assurance, Blanche. I don't know if you have ever had any experience like that.
Yes. And again, that is a process. I think now I don't really have a want list for me. It's all for others, and not a day go by without me expressing gratitude and always giving thanks, because that's what Jesus did. Jesus was such a fine example. Reading in my Bible study feeding of the 5,000, and before God did anything, he gave thanks to his Father, and we should mimic that every day. Give thanks. No matter how big or how small, we must always take time to give God thanks, because God likes adoration. And the more we praise him and thank him, the bigger our blessings are.
Yes.
Daphne, I can't hear you very well. You're breaking up.
Okay, I'm sorry, Blanche. We only have 2 minutes remaining anyhow. But I just want to thank you for calling in. And we'll see what happens, because maybe we need to let this be a regular Friday morning thing. So I'm going to send an email out to people and see who would like to participate in a panel discussion on priors every Friday morning. Would you love to be part of that if we get that going?
It sounds like a Christ decision. It sounds like something that I'm trying to explain, that I think the season right now is perfect for something like that, and I think it would go over very well.
Okay, so we're going to set that up, and then we are going to do a longer time than...
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
because I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me. Speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here.